All right, Marshall Welton, late entry to the Canadian Series. Man, led some laps, 4-4 on the day. I think you gotta be happy. It's a good start.
Yeah, I'm pleased with the direction we had. I mean, I didn't know what to expect coming into this round. I kind of banged up my shoulder 2 weeks ago, so I wasn't sure where I'd stand, and it kind of came into play when I was leading that second moto. I had good speed up front, and it's like all of a sudden my left side of my body just started to sag, and you know, I just started to get really tense because I was compensating for the other side of my body being weak. So, you know, it's a bummer. I ended up going down. You know, I kind of buckled under the pressure a little bit, and you know, it's a bummer, but I'm happy that I'm, you know, still, like, you know, it's a good start. I'm 8 points out of the lead coming out of round one, and you know, I think I showed I can run with, you know, the top guys. We were all pretty close switching it up back and forth, but you know, starts were good. Concrete treated me well.
Yeah, concrete starts gotta be something new for you, huh?
Yeah, I had a little trick up my sleeve on the
second. Oh, you did? Oh,
okay. I don't know if I want to share it.
Nice to hear. Yeah, what'd you think of the Canadian atmosphere overall? Is it like the national, the fans, the way the day ran, all of that?
I mean, I did a couple, you know, in years past. So
oh, you did? Okay.
I did in 2013, 2014.
Walton, one to mute.
Walton and Gopher Dunes. Okay. Yeah, so I kind of had an expect, you know, I already kind of knew what I was getting into. But, you know, it's like they say, it's a laid-back atmosphere, and everything, you know, is run clean. It's all good. So I like it. You know, track was prepared like perfect. I don't think they could have did a better job preparing the track. I was really happy with, you know, the course we were on. It they handled the dust decently well. It was a little dusty, but you know, I think they handled everything proper.
Right. I was talking to Josh. He won today with 2-2, but man, you look at Dylan and you look at Luke, and they won the motos, and then Josh went 2-2. You led laps. You know, Pettis is going to get better as soon as he got more time on the bike. Like, this class could get Tyler Medaglia is an animal.
Yeah.
He'll be there every single time. So, like, this class is going to be really cool.
I think it's going to, you know, things are going to get pretty good coming up in these next few rounds, because, like you said, once Pettis is healthy and, you know, I've battled Josh like a couple days a week. It seems like we just duke it out every time we ride. And I think he has a little more raw speed, but I think I have him in the conditioning. So I think it's going to be a pretty good season. I'm excited to get back east and really looking forward to Gopher.
Yeah, this track in Manitoba are definitely going to be the sort of the outliers of the series. It's generally softer. It's generally sandier.
Yeah, it was challenging with the water and everything, but no, I liked it.
Right. Last thing for you, Supercross for you this year, working with Tickle. Didn't go the way you wanted to, then you got hurt. How much of a bummer was that for you?
Yeah, it's hard to reflect on, because when I think of it, I think I've made one or two mains. I don't even think I made two mains, so it's pretty crappy to think about, because all the hard work and money and effort that we put into the prep for it, I was expecting to, you know, at least be around a 10th place guy. But, Brock helped me, like, astronomically from where I started. I gained like a lot of speed from the beginning until where I ended up getting hurt. So
yep.
I was just kind of starting to pick up speed when I ended up getting hurt, but you know, I can't say enough good things about what Brock, you know, led me in, and I'm happy with all of that. It's just I need more time in the woods.
Right.
I think it comes down to I trained in California for three and a half months, and you're hitting like basically little baby braking bumps. So
sure.
I think get a little more experience in the whoops and be right in it.
Well, it's, and you know, you led laps today, and after coming off that indoor season, even leaving laps Canadian National, it's still something. It's still a nice goal, you know.
It felt good. I haven't led a dirt bike race in a long time.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It was refreshing, because you know, I've been racing the GP series and even the Supercross, or before that I did the USA as a privateer, and to be actually in front of everybody in the race, it's something refreshing to, you know, it's a little spark to get things going.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.